Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and welcome to the Thursday show. And I wasn't here yesterday taking care of my own little personal businesses. Got a haircut. Oh, my goodness. They just cut a bunch off, which is cool. It is summer. It is warm. It's easier to take care of. It was getting a little shaggy. Sometimes shaggy is not the best thing, right? I had a ponytail for years. That was a lot. That was like, well, how many years ago was that? I don't know. Back in the 90s when it was all hip and cool to have a ponytail. And then I had a job that I couldn't have a ponytail because it was like had to be more clean cut and all that sort of thing. So I accepted that. It's okay. It's fine. You know, it's cool. You know, kind of hippie on the inside and normal looking businessman on the outside. Not hippie, but, you know, whatever I call myself, I don't know. Who knows, right? Spiritual guru, kind of teacher, kind of person. All of the above. You know, mixed energies. Well, we all have mixed energies at some level, don't we? Okay, so what are we going to do today? We're going to talk about love and relationships. We're going to talk about intimacy. We're talking about long distance. I have some articles about long distance relationships and how you can make them work. I have an article about, I think it was kind of cool because intimacy, I don't know why I got into intimacy, 20 reasons why physical intimacy is important. You know, the hugging and the cuddling and all that stuff. Not necessarily the sexual stuff itself, but all the other goody stuff, right? And then the other article is on, I don't know why I got into this topic today. It was 8 ways kissing boosts your health. So it's more about intimacy, you know, that close relationship with a partner. Hopefully that's not going to offend anybody. We're not going to get too graphic here. And then the other article was about 21 tips on making long distance relationship work. What do you think? Okay, so that's a little different things, and I'm going to have my spirit guides talk to you. That's how I've been trying to open the show, is let them talk to you about the topic of the day. So I'm going to let them talk to you about intimacy and all that sort of thing in a couple minutes. I see I have a caller that's been, well, let me check their back, still there. And yeah, okay, I'll take the call, and then I'm going to channel my spirit guides. Now, sometimes I channel for an individual. Actually, I'm a natural channel. I was just telling a friend of mine about that, new friend, relatively new friend, that I would tell people things when I was younger, even in my late teens and early 20s, and go, where did that come from? That wasn't me. You know, who was telling me that, to tell these people that? So I'm kind of a gift I have is to be a channel. And then later on, I actually got serious about it and took classes and went to a group for a year, and we met every Sunday and channeled as a group. It was fun, something that I enjoyed doing. And we kind of boosted each other's energy, and we, as an energy group, it was really cool. So that's my channeling experience. I like channeling. I like kind of going away. I don't go to a full trance, and I'll take the caller in a minute. I know you've been holding. I will be with you. I'm just explaining a little bit about what I do. I don't go full trance. Now, my instructor, my mentor, she went away. She didn't remember anything that happened. She would come back in 15 minutes or 20 minutes and completely. And you could tell that it wasn't her speaking. You know, the vocabulary shifted, the tone of voice shifted, you know, just everything shifted. So I thought I would go there, but I never got to that place. I never completely went away and came back that I know of, that I don't think I have. But I go into a trance, and I can hear the words, but it's almost like I'm a different person listening, if that makes sense to you. I'm like observing the conversation, but I hear the conversation. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's how it feels to me. So I've tested this for over the years to make sure it wasn't me and it wasn't my ego and it wasn't all that sort of thing. And spirits worked with me to show me that, no, it's not you. This is not you. It's not your higher self. It's us. Okay, so let me take a call, then I'll do that. And they're gonna talk to you about love and intimacy, and then I'll get some articles on that, or if any other callers call in. We can do all this. It's fun. Fun stuff. It's all about having fun. I woke up this morning. I know I'm rattling on and on. I told the universe, you know what? I just want to have some fun. I just want to enjoy life. If I can't enjoy life and have fun and feel that sort of thing, I don't want to be here. Really. Seriously. Why do I want to, you know, anything else but have fun and enjoy life? Why would I want anything else? Not here to struggle. Not here to struggle. And if we're here to struggle, I think we have an issue. Okay, we have an issue. I think there's an issue in that if you're here to struggle. But people teach that all the time, don't they? Religions teach, well, you're here to struggle and blah, blah, blah. So let me take a call. It's 248, and then I'll let my spirit guides talk to you. Hello?
Hi, George. I just had a question. I had a best friend.
I'm sorry? Hello? Yeah, there's a lot of noise in your background. Yeah, there's a lot of noise in the background there. Okay.
I'm sorry. Hello.
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 Yes, I'm here. And are you there?
Yes, I'm on the train. Sorry.
A train? A train to nowhere?
Yes.
Or a train to somewhere? Is it on the train to nowhere, right?
Well, to home.
And who is this? Who, your first name?
Shanika.
Kanika. Okay. So what's going on today? What's going on?
I had a question. I had a best friend. I've been knowing her for 8 years. She was here with me in Georgia, but then she went back to Michigan. We kind of had a relationship. And I don't know. I was like, I don't really understand a lot of things, and I just want to get some clarity. Does she still have feelings for me? Will we reconnect?
I'm sensing the word I get is just detached, like she's detached from the situation, the word detached. So she's kind of detached her energy from you. Now, is that permanent? That's a question you have. Is that permanent detachment? No, I get no. I mean, I'm not trying to promise you something just to make you feel better. No, but it feels like there is a part of her that misses your connection. Okay. And so that hasn't been lost with time. If you know what I mean by that, that hasn't been lost with time. So will she reach out at some point? You feel like you need to reach out though, don't you? At times. I'm not saying you're going to do
at
it in
times,
5 minutes.
At times, but then it's like she has an attitude, and I don't know. I guess because I'm used to always doing things for her, and I don't know.
Well, you know, I'm feeling that she will reach out, and it feels like it's going to be a little bit later this year towards the holiday season, because that usually kicks in those emotions anyway. So I wouldn't be surprised if she reaches out to you. I'm not promising it's going to be a great thing. I'm just saying she will reach out, and there's a little bit of a rekindling of your friendship. I guess I'll just leave it at your friendship. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Okay? You're welcome. Sometimes, yeah. Well, friendships, that's a good place to start, isn't it? Friendship. So, okay. So what am I going to do now? Well, we're going to talk about love and intimacy in a moment. But, well, first of all, I'll let my spirit guides talk to you about love and intimacy. And I have, of course, I have no idea what they're going to say. And sometimes they change topics on me when I let them in. And now, my spirit guides are really a group. It's called the Sarah Group. And the Sarah Group is a group of spiritual teachers that come together. And as I mentioned before, just so you know, that they, you know, the group will change from time to time. It's not a fixed set of spiritual teachers. You know, certain people will come into the group for certain reasons. Now, whoever wants to speak or have the dominant energy about relationships and love will be the one who's going to dominate the conversation and present the material, and everybody else in the group, all the other spirits will contribute, but there's usually one dominant energy on a particular topic. Whoever it is, I have no idea who it is, right? And I don't get in names always. Somebody that's really, yeah, and I do sense that this person lived here on the planet Earth, this spirit, and had intimate relationships on the planet Earth. So it wasn't some, you know, spirit that's never been here. Okay, that usually helps, right? Okay, so I'm going to go away. Let them talk to you. Relationships are the core of your existence. Without relationships, you cease to be human. Now, that's a bold statement for us to make, isn't it? But really, planet, your essence, your civilizations are built on relationships. Now, I know George wanted us to focus on love or love relationships, but isn't that where it really starts? Where the most intimate relationships are the most vital in creating the environment that spreads throughout the planet? That you have strong, intimate relationships based on love and compassion and forgiveness and a few other things at that micro level, that gets spread to the macro level. So how do you get there? Well, you have to set your intention to get there. You have to set the desire to get there. You have to set the desire to have healthy, spiritually based, love-based relationships. And once you start that core within individuals and couples and then family units and then communities and then, you know, it goes on. But it starts with the couple. And it starts – now, we're not going to, you know, differentiate here and say it has to be male, female. It could be female, female, male, male. It's a couple. It's a couple that love each other dearly and decided to come together as a family. We'll use the word family here, and to share their love. And it starts there, and it spreads out from there. All that ridiculousness about love has to be narrowed down to certain genders, it's ridiculous. That's just something that humans put together to protect their societies from what they feared the most, okay? But we're going to leave that alone. That's not why we're here. We're here to talk about relationships, and we're talking about love and relationships. And there really isn't a lot to say more than what's already been said. I mean, you have books and articles and everything about it, and you know how to develop a proper relationship. Or do you? Or do you? Do you really feel that you know how to develop a proper relationship? We look at your planet, and we see that there are so many people that can't hold a relationship together. They seem to come together for a very short period of time, and short period of time is a relative term, isn't it? You know, that could be a few months, a few years, but it's still a short period of time, and they grow restless. And you decide that this relationship isn't serving them anymore. That either from a sexual or an emotional, or that their needs are not being met, or whatever, they get distracted from somebody else who seems to push their buttons in a better way and to stimulate them in a different direction. So your relationships seem to waver a lot. They seem to fall apart after a period of time. Very few relationships continue on for a long period of time. Is that right? No. Is it wrong? No, because you change, you grow, you develop, you have different values, different interests throughout life. You shift, you change, and sometimes relationships don't grow. They grow apart instead of growing together. So what if you want to maintain a long-term relationship with someone? What do you have to do? Now, there's, you know, you've read a lot about it, right? Well, let us tell you what we think. You know, thousands and thousands and thousands of years of you putting relationships together. Well, one key word here is unselfishness. It's about the relationship. It's not so much about the individual. You come together to maintain the unit. But you have to grow the unit. You have to grow the relationships. You have to bring in new and fresh into the relationship. So we're not talking necessarily other people. We're talking about ideas and interests and opinions and just infusing the relationship constantly with new things. Again, we're back to this unselfishness, this shared, this love, this respect. Now, respect is a really big thing here. It's respect for the other person. Continuously showing respect for the other person, never being derogatory to that other person in public or to other people. It goes beyond the sensuality. It goes beyond the chemistry, which you call it. It goes beyond that. You become close, as in the closest of friends, people who really trust each other and respect each other and are willing to be open to share new. And to, so we're emphasizing that point because we see relationships get stale. It's because people are unwilling to bring in new into the relationship. They get stuck in patterns and habits, and they don't respond to their partner's needs for something new and something refreshing. They don't respond to that idea that maybe this relationship needs a new spark. It needs that trip somewhere. It needs that infusion of new energy into the relationship. So relationships need to be constantly infused with new ideas, new thoughts, new inspiration, new sexuality, new this, new that, to keep a relationship fresh and spark. Now, this can go on for 30, 40 years if you're willing to accept that concept of continuously infusing the relationship with new ideas, new thoughts, new directions, new energies, new beliefs, testing each other in a very positive, loving way to kind of make this relationship grow and develop and get bigger and bigger and bigger instead of shrinking it down to that simplistic relationship where it's just one repeated pattern each and every day, every week, every year. It's the same pattern. Break the patterns. Step outside those patterns. Step outside the norm of your relationship. Do things differently. Find different things to do. Find new interests to share with each other. And be open to your partner's interests. Show appreciation. Show interest in what your partner's doing and what they're bringing into the relationship. If they take on a new hobby that you're necessarily not interested in, show interest in it. Find out about it. You may not be your hobby that you want to devote your time to, but at least appreciate that your partner has a passion for something and show appreciation for that. Honor them, respect them, celebrate their accomplishments and their new achievements. That's how you keep a relationship fresh and growing. That's how you develop a relationship. But you're constantly looking for these avenues to bring new things in, to develop, to create new sparks within a relationship. So you want one to last? Be best friends. Always bring in new things. Always trust each other. Always respect each other. Always honor the bond of the two, and knowing that it's more than the individuals. It is the couple that's so important, or the family, or however you want to extend this out. And as you do that, you set an example for society that it is about respect, it's about trust, it's about accepting new ideas, it's discussing new ideas, finding common ground, developing interest in sort of somebody else is doing. You can see how that can applies to a country where you accept diversity, you accept new ideas, you look at them, you examine them together, and you come up with common interests and common concerns. And you don't stick to, oh, it's got to be this way or it's got to be that way. No. So start with a couple. And it'll spread into the community. And it's, well, we'll start with the family and then spread into the community, into the nations. Be open to new ideas, new thoughts, new experiences, new adventures, new hobbies, new points of view, always infusing your relationships with that. And it becomes something that's very dynamic, and it spreads out from a couple and from couples, and enough couples do this, it really spreads out. Keep your minds open in a relationship. Keep your minds open to something new and different. Celebrate it. Enjoy it. That's why you keep a relationship going. Don't forget the intimacy. Don't forget that closeness. Don't forget that bonding, whether it's sexual or however else you want to do it. But don't forget that there needs to be a sense of intimacy between two people in a relationship. Doesn't matter what age you are. You could be just holding hands or sitting together, comfortably hugging. You could be 80. You could be 90. So there's an intimacy that's necessary, continuously necessary in a relationship. From day one, to both of you leave the lifetime. Okay, so we've given you enough information on relationships, our point of view on relationships, from spirit to you. Think about it. Enjoy it. Have some fun with it. Tone that we're going to have some fun in this relationship. This is going to be a relationship that's joyful, happy, playful, fun. We set that intention in a relationship that it will always be fun, playful, enjoyable, full of laughter, full of play. And if it shrinks away from that, get back to it. Of course, you're going to have problems and difficulties. And that's why you're there to help each other, but also to rely on your spirit teachers to help you, to guidance, meditate together, pray together, be together, ask the universe, ask source, ask God for answers to overcome problems, and do it together. Do it as a couple. Do it as a family. Do it as a community. It's amazing what to happen if you put your focus on looking outside of yourselves for solutions. You can't have every answer. Okay, we've rattled on. We could go on for hours on this, but we won't. We'll let you go. I know George has articles he wants to talk to you about, and hopefully you enjoyed our discussion. But remember, just focus on love. Just focus on love and all the aspects of love, please. Bless you all. Bye. Okay, I'm back. Give me a moment. I'm back. I don't know how much time is it. Wow, they took up a lot of time today, didn't they? I let Spirit in to talk, and they want to take over the whole show. I mean, as they said, they could have kept going for hours on this subject, the importance of love and its importance of relationships in our society, not their society. Well, it's in their society too, of course. Okay, so what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about intimacy. And so, well, we'll skip the one about long-distance relationships for a moment, and we'll just talk about, we'll give you the 20 points about intimacy, how important it is in a relationship, okay? This is from Bold Sky Limitless Living, and it's boldsky.com. Yeah, boldsky.com, of course. 20 reasons why physical intimacy is important. And what was I going to say? Oh, the article writer is Denise Baptiste. I don't know Denise, and this was published in September 2014, so it's a fairly recent article. I think I'm going to share this on Facebook if you're with me on Facebook, so if you can read this for yourself. I can actually Twitter it too, so if you all kinds of fun things here. I'll just tweet it, too, so people can read this if you follow me on Twitter. It's there. Okay. Do you think this is her. Do you think intimacy before marriage is the wrong move to make? There's some who believe that it is. However, most Indian modern couples believe that one of the ways to get the partners by getting intimate. The concept behind getting intimate does not mean having intercourse. In this purpose, physical intimacy means being swept over by your partner's warm love and warmth. I like that. by a single touch, a hug or a kiss. Isn't that kind of cool, huh? That's that intimacy they're talking about. When there's no form of intimacy in a relation, it begins to crumble and fall apart. Spirit didn't talk too much about intimacy. I think they let me talk about intimacy, but you know, it's about love and respect and all that good stuff, right? I know I'm editorializing a little bit. Okay, the reason why physical intimacy is important is because it draws the two of you together in body and soul. I like that, body and soul. Your spirits bond. You know, spirits always told me that in two people, when they're at a level of intimacy and that closeness, you're actually sharing cells. You're sharing each other. You're sharing your energies. You're sharing protons, and your protons become connected. And then when you separate, you have each other's protons. And now they start communicating with each other. You think why, when people are really intimate and are close, that they kind of know what the other person is doing? Well, it's that those below the atomic level of intimate connection that's going on there, believe it or not. Okay, it helps to bind your connection. It also makes both the partners feel secured with each other. The other reason why physical intimacy is important is because it keeps you healthy in ways you couldn't even imagine. What happens when intimacy is absent in relationships? Here are the true reasons why physical intimacy. Ooh, slow down, George. Physical intimacy is important in a relationship. So we're going to go through these. This is fun. Now, you guys can call in if you want to talk about love and relationships from a different point of view. We can do that. But I thought this would be fun and interesting and, you know, something to kind of, if you're in a relationship, it's really important to think about these things. If you want a relationship, it's important to think about these things because there's things that you want to develop in a relationship and you want part of a relationship. Okay, number one, it helps you connect. It helps you connect with your partner's ways you could never imagine. There's that connection we're talking about, right? They have pictures, but I'm not going to describe the pictures, okay? You get to feel warmth. When you get intimate with your partner, you get to feel that special warmth of love with just a simple hug. You ever had that experience where you hug somebody, especially if you really care about somebody and you want to have that kind of relationship, that intimate relationship with somebody, you want them to be your partner. There's just that glow, that feeling of love, that connection. Now call it chemistry, call it whatever you want, but it's there. It's there. And as you develop the relationships, it becomes even more intense. Now, as Spirit said in the channeling today, you need to bring that into, keep that in the relationship. And you need to develop new ways of doing it so that you feel it more and more. Okay, next one, next point. The secured feeling. By beginning intimate with your partner, you tend to feel secure in this big, wide world. Now, you got two people, right? He wraps his arm around you. The feeling is indescribable. Or it's the other way around. She wraps her arms around him, right? And it's like now you have two people against the world. You're not alone in this journey. You're not alone in facing the obstacles. You have a partner who's with you. And that intimacy, that closeness secures that bond of, yeah, we're together. We're here together. We're going to do this together. Right? And you might, you know, I mean, this goes back thousands and thousands of years, right? Makes you feel important. When you're held in your lover's arms, it somehow makes you feel that you are important to your partner. Now, that's pretty self-explanatory, and I don't need to go into a big discussion on that one. When you feel really close and you have that level of intimacy with somebody, well, obviously that's what's taking place, right? Okay. Waters your relationship. I like this. This is a nice point. Waters your relationship. One of the many reasons why physical intimacy is important is because it helps to strengthen the bond of love. Now, let's go back to the original point here. the point that she was making. Physical intimacy, in this case, is holding hands, hugging, perhaps kissing, cuddling. It's not the sexual part. I mean, even though those are precursors to any sexual activity in a lot of cases, but it's this intimacy between two people that's so important, and that strengthens the bond of love. It's hard to, you know, it's hard not to be really connected to somebody and feel this together when you're in that level of intimacy with that person. You know, if you're not feeling it, you're not going to be holding hands. If you're not feeling it, and so this just develops that bond. I mean, you know, friends can hold hands, but yeah, normally it doesn't happen that way. You know, friends can hug, but not necessarily at the level we're talking about. Friends can cuddle, yeah, maybe. Friends can kiss, but not at the intimacy level that we're talking about here, right? I like this one. Okay, well, this is now we're getting a little more sensual, but get your hormones rushing. The touch of one's finger, loved one's fingers running down your cheek or holding your hand can get you excited. It makes your whole body shiver. That's kind of a nice feeling, isn't it? Okay, we'll move on. We won't stay there very long. Feeling of oneness. Now, I love this point. I love this point. The feeling of oneness, getting intimate with your partner. And the pictures they have here are really kind of sweet. They're just couples holding hands or hugging or cuddling on the sofas together. And that's it, fully clothed, nothing but that, just really nice warmth between two people. Getting intimate with your partner makes you feel like you're one in body and spirit. Now, as what I talked about earlier, you know, you're kind of exchanging those protons. You know, you're exchanging that at subatomic level between each other, and they're taking on yours and you're taking on theirs, and now they're starting to communicate with each other, believe it or not. What do you think about that? Do you think that's crazy talk? Or do you think there's a level of quantum connections that are going on here that you really don't quite understand, and that when you're not with that person, that's like the one proton is going, hey, I miss my little buddy. I miss my buddies. Okay? Interesting way of putting it. I miss my matching protons. I miss myself at that. I miss that connection. Okay, the touch of love. Oh, this is kind of cool. Who doesn't want to feel their partner's love and warmth? Only by getting physical with each other can you feel it. And they just have a picture of a couple hugging. Nothing more. Okay? Hugging. That's the level of intimacy that we're talking about. Two people hugging. And I'll add a point here that when you're hugging somebody, you're looking into each other's eyes, you're actually releasing that feel-good hormone. I don't know if it gets... I kind of went through these, but I missed that point here. But oxytocin, I always mess up that word, but I know what it means. Oxytocin, you release this feel-good hormones, and that's a bonding hormones, and it really just heightens your feel-good, okay? Sense of belonging gives you a sort of assurance that you belong with him or her after you get intimate in the relationship. It's that coupling process that Spirit was talking about. It's the coupling, the two of you becoming that one unit. You're the couple. You're not the individual anymore, right? Power of a kiss. We're going to talk more about kissing if we have time, but this is interesting. The power of the kiss is certainly magical. There is no words to describe how a lover's kiss can change your life. And you know, your lips have like an amazing amount of sensors, sensitivity. It's probably the most sensitive part of your body is your lips. You know, those nerve endings, the greatest number of nerve endings are on the lips. So when two lips meet, bam, you got all those nerve endings firing, right? And you all that feel good stuff firing. So that's the power of a kiss, right? Takes away that stress. If you're bogged down with stress, getting intimate can help you get rid of that tension. A hug. there's that blessing of a hug where you hug somebody, or you're each in one or the other is having a bad day, and you just give them a hug. And it helps just relieve some of that stress. I mean, it may not take all of it away, but it really does help. Or a tickle, or a hug, or a laugh together, right? Something, a playfulness between two people really helps release that stress and that tension that you've been carrying. A bad day at work, so go home and have a hug, right? I like the next point, too. No more feeling lonely. Now I'm going to check back and see if anybody wants to talk to me in a moment, but I'm just kind of delving into this article about intimacy and the value of intimacy, and I hope you enjoy this. It's fun stuff. And I did post it on Facebook if you want to read it for yourself. And or if you want to go to the website, it's www.boldsky.com, and then you go under relationships, and I'm sure you could find the article. Okay, no more feeling lonely. Ooh, that's good. When you get physical in a relationship, there's no sense of feeling lonely, as you know your partner's shoulder is there to lean on. You know, that's an important part of a relationship, isn't it? To have that person to lean on when you need it. But actually, it's good. You know, it's good, right? Sometimes they talk about women needing a man, but also men need women. You know, sometimes we need each other. We need each other to feel connected with somebody, right? Goes both ways. You know, when they talk about women needing security, but this is one level of security. Knowing you have somebody. Knowing you have somebody with you, that you're together, that you're working through these problems together, and that intimacy between two people is a reflection of that togetherness. Okay, to show care is the next point. Getting intimate in a relationship is one of the ways to show you care and concern for your partner with a touch. Yeah, that reconnecting with somebody, If you're joining me late, and the article, what I'm talking about is intimacy and the value of intimacy. We're talking about intimacy. We're talking about the hug, the kiss, the cuddle, the holding hands, and we're just leaving it that. And I'm going through 20 points. It's a really great article on that subject. And my spirit guides talked about intimacy and love and relationships earlier. If you want to listen to the early part of the show, you know, it's being recorded, so you can listen to it. Okay, next point. It somehow lessens problems. Isn't that a beautiful thought? It somehow lessens problems. When you're held in your partner's arm or being kissed, it doesn't take away your burdens, but it makes you float, forgetting the existence of problems. Now, I'm going to throw in a metaphysical, spiritual law of attraction principle here, which is really important. Because if you want to solve a problem, you have to get into solution mode. You turn your problems over to the universe, God, source, whatever you want to call it. You turn it over. I got a problem. I'm going to turn it over to you. Now, what better way to get out of problem mode is to be intimate with your partner? Because you forget about the problem instantly. You let it go. Now you really do turn it over by letting it go. You don't sit in problem. It makes you float, forgetting the existence of problems. That is amazing. That is an amazing way to deal with a problem. It's not that you don't want a solution, and it's not that you're going to try to seek out a solution, but why not turn it over to the universe and say, okay, you come up with an answer for me. You show me a solution, and while I'm waiting for that solution, I'm going to go hug my partner. I'm going to go kiss my partner. I'm going to go hold hands and go for a walk with my partner and talk about us as a relationship, and I'm going to let go of the problem. Isn't that a beautiful example of how you can actually apply the law of attraction as a couple? Just letting it go. And as I said, when you're held in your partner's arms or being kissed, it doesn't take away all your burdens. No, it doesn't completely solve all the problems, but it makes you float, forgetting the existence of problems, which is not a bad thing, which is a very good thing, because you've now turned it over to the universe and said, okay, solve my problem. Give me a solution so I can act on the solution. Doesn't mean that you're not going to act on something and you're not going to do something. But you're waiting for the how. You're waiting for them, the universe, source, to show you how to deal with that problem. extreme here, but we're not going to. We're just going to leave it at there as the hug and the kiss and the holding of hands and that intimacy between two people. You focus, refocus yourself away from problems. So try that. Try that. Use that. Use that as a tool. Adds that spice to love. One of the reasons why physical intimacy is important, because it adds spice to your relationship. Now, this is what Spirit's talking about. Try to be a little more creative. Figure out ways to be a little bit more creative in your intimacy. We're not talking sexuality. We're talking intimacy. We're talking ways to be more intimate with each other. You know, they have a picture of a couple cuddling with their toes and their feet and holding feet together and rubbing each other's feet. Or maybe it's a massage. Why not? That's a form of intimacy, isn't it? Give each other a massage, a back rub, right? A temple rub, you know. How about brushing each other's hair? That's a form of intimacy, isn't it? The brushing of your partner's hair. I mean, like in my case, it's kind of short. It wouldn't take very long to brush it out. But how about a scalp massage? Ooh, that doesn't that feel good? So it's about spice, adding new ways to showing intimacy in a relationship. Boom, done, right? Okay, we're going to move on. Okay, I keep waiting for people to call in to talk about this, but I guess we're having fun here. I'm not going to get through all these. So we'll carry on this thing tomorrow. Oh, I get a caller. Now I get a caller when we're talking about intimacy and relationships. Well, I got a couple of minutes left, so I'll take a – whoops, they went away. Okay. Well, let me just want a couple more points because we're running out of time here. And I think I'm going to carry on with this one tomorrow because I'm having fun with this one. And yes. Okay, so what's the next one? Makes you feel wanted. Isn't that a cool, you know, it's like makes you feel wanted. When you're in a relationship, there comes a time when you want to feel wanted by your partner. This is when you actually think that physical intimacy matters. Isn't that kind of the opposite of people? You don't want me. You don't want to touch me anymore, right? You don't want. He doesn't want to touch me anymore. She doesn't want to touch me anymore. You feel they're rejected, right? So if you're constantly working together to show this intimacy between you, then you get that feeling back of, oh, yeah, he wants me. She wants me. She's willing to hold my hand. She's willing to do this. She's willing to do that. She's willing to give me a hug. You might want... Yeah, maybe she's not comfortable with it. He's not comfortable with it. But showing that intimacy means we want each other. We want to be part of each other's lives. Okay. There's some other ones that are really great here. I don't know how much time I have left, and I want to save some of this for another day. Okay. But well, let me do one. I got about a minute and a half. If you're so interested and you're so inclined to listen a little bit longer, and I'll give you one I think is probably one of the most important. Then Spirit talked about that a little bit earlier. This is cool. This is reminder that you are one. Now, Spirit earlier in my channeling talked about this a lot. It is a gentle reminder that you are the one for your partner. It's through that magical kiss or hug, you get to know that you want to be only kissed and held by this person, that you're one, that you're a unit, that you're together, that it's you and that other person, that you are a unit, you're part of a unit. You're not separate, but you're part of something that's beautiful, that's magical, that's just amazing. And then you can take on the world. You can take on all your problems. You can both achieve greatness by knowing that you're one, by knowing you have that connection with somebody. It's amazing stuff. It's really cool stuff. I know. So those who are not without a partner, hopefully I didn't depress you too much. But now you can see more of the value of a relationship. Well, I love you guys. I think we'll continue on with this tomorrow. We'll talk more about this intimacy and the value of intimacy. It's been fun. Bye now.